brain-computer interfaces. A chip that can read minds. That's what this week's snippet is all about. This one has been in the bag for quite a while. I did this one with the boys from the Descending the Rabbit Hole podcast, and I wanted to hang on because I knew Elon's Neuralink was coming out, or his information on Neuralink was coming out. So I held on to this one until that came out. That's come out this week, so I decided to let this one out of the bag. It's a pretty scary concept, using computers to read our minds or to improve our cognitive abilities or any of these things that they are attempting to do. Artificial intelligence, general intelligence. You know, we've all seen The Terminator. We've seen how this movie goes. However, at the same time, it's inevitable. You know, you may as well just embrace it. You know, me and Shen spent nearly 2 hours, or a little bit over 2 hours, in the podcast Transhumanism-ish, just going through it. You know, trying to understand it and grasp it, and how technology is going to help us evolve. Will it help us evolve? These things are going to happen. So we may as well just jump on the ride and see where it goes. And as I've said before, if I had to have a computer chip, but I'd get a new knee and a new lower back and a new little shoulder, then I'd be hard-pressed not to do it, you know? However, that'll be some of the things that, you know, maybe in my lifetime, and definitely in some of the younger listeners' lifetimes, those things will become available. Anyway, I'll shut up because I'm going to do a little backup on the end of this one about Elon's Neuralink. So enjoy Regan and Pat from Descending the Rabbit Hole podcast. I hear that Pat has gone on to a new opportunity, so good luck to him. And looking forward to having Regan back on the podcast soon. Let's just stick with Bathe in the Sun, and I don't know what I'll do for the end song. It'll be a surprise. Thanks very much, guys. Obviously, Jono for the intro, Rowdy for the music. Look after yourselves. Be cool. Stay safe. We'll talk soon. Cheers.
The last mirror that I
Gentlemen, here we go again.
Yep, once again.
Here we are.
Snippet time for you boys. Now, I had a bit of a scan through the articles, and I know you boys like your big topics, so
yeah. Yep.
I've got one for you. China unveils first chip designed specifically for mind reading.
Specifically
for mind reading.
As the name suggests, brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, are devices that provide a direct line of communication between the brain and a computer. Essentially, they pull off the seemingly sci-fi feat of reading minds, and research into them has been made remarkable strides in recent years. We now have BCIs that can turn your thoughts into audible sentences or even let you play a game of telepathic Tetris. Still, the tech is yet to reach anything close to mainstream adoption, but a newly unveiled Chinese computer chip might finally bring it to the masses, according to state-run press agency Xinhua. I don't even pretend that that's the right way to say that. A collaboration between Tianjin University and the state-owned China Electronics Corporation led to the recent unveiling of the Brain Talker, a computer chip designed specifically for use in BCIs. The signals transmitted and processed by the brain are submerged into the background noise, Tianjin University researcher Ming Dong said in a press release. The BCE-3 brain-computer codec chip has the ability to discriminate minor neural electrical signals and decode their information efficiently, which can greatly enhance the speed and accuracy of brain-computer interfaces. Ming believes the chip could help bring BCIs out of labs and into the mainstream. The brain-computer interface holds a promising future, he said in the release. The Brain Talker chips advances BCI technology, allowing it to become more portable, wearable, and accessible to the general public. I just pulled up a secondary article through that.
Yeah.
Just want to have a quick look at that. That's okay. So the BC3 chip was designed specifically to improve the brain-computer interface technology, which aims at decoding a user's mental intent solely through the neuroelectrical signals without the use of the human body's natural neuromuscular pathways. The signals transmitted and processed by the brain are submerged in the background noise. The BC3 chip has the ability to discriminate minor neuroelectrical signals and decode the information efficiently, which can greatly enhance the speed and accuracy of brain-computer interfaces.
Wow.
That's something else,
yeah. I like that a lot. That's cool.
Who wants to go first?
I can take this one if you want.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
What do you reckon about that?
That's cool. That's really interesting. I read an article in a magazine I bought a little while back. I think it was talking about in 2013 how they did something a little bit similar, but it was a way to connect, like, you know, the neurons and stuff to robotic pieces. So they had an amputee. They connected him up to this, this interface.
I've seen that.
And yeah, he drank the beer.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought that was pretty interesting. It reminded me of that. But, you know, if we think about this and then allowing, you know, stuff like amputees to have arms and things like that, is that going to allow us, you know, to sort of evolve, but through technology, expand the way we think through
transhumanism?
Exactly. And there's a movie I really love about that called Ghost in the Shell. So it's a Japanese anime film, but it explores the idea that basically in the future everyone's sort of evolved through that idea, and they're all in this interface and stuff like that, but they call them ghosts. Consciousness is ghosts.
Yeah.
And so basically the idea is that there's a police officer. She's a woman who's fully, like, her body's fully synthetic, mm-hmm. but they say she's a conscious, normal consciousness, but she questions that, and she goes, am I an AI? Because AIs exist.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? If we think about that, is that good that we can sort of evolve in that aspect of being able to, you know, if someone loses their arm, it doesn't matter, you can, you know, give them a robotic arm and connect it up to the brain, or is that going to go down the wrong pathway? I think it depends on how we use that technology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I mean, the fact that it's coming out of China, you have to think about control of population.
Yeah.
If everyone knows what everyone's thinking, then you can control what everybody's thinking then, can't you?
Yeah,
you know exactly. What I mean? That's definitely an issue, and I think we are getting closer to, I think Neuralink, I know Elon's going to come out with Neuralink this year, Elon Musk. I think that's going to be something very similar. Yeah, but before I unpack my thoughts on it, what are your thoughts on it, Pat?
I think, you know, like Regan was saying, it just depends how you look at it and how you handle it, you know what I mean? Because you could take down a really good pathway, helps out humanity, take it down a bad pathway, and it just, you know, fucks everything up pretty much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just, especially technology, you know, people are able to hack into pretty much anything nowadays. And if someone's able to hack into, you know, your own mind, how you think, how you control yourself, you know, that's a pretty scary thing to think about.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it could be handy, you know, for law enforcement, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like Minority Report.
Yeah.
But, you know, even then again, it could, you know, law enforcement could take it to a dangerous path as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's just difficult because, you know, it could be a good or a bad thing.
I think you are correct, and I do agree with you both. It could be a good or a bad thing. I think it's inevitable, though. I think the way technology is advancing, unless a big rock comes out of the sky, we try to blow each other up again.
Yeah.
We will be able to see, well, you know, definitely within your lifetimes, each other's thoughts. I think that'll be, you know what I mean? Like it'll be a thought bubble above your head or something. I don't know what kind of thing it'll take.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously the conspiracy theorist in me always asks if that's what China releasing that they have got.
But they don't.
What else have they got? You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are they hiding?
If that's what they're releasing to the Western public,
yeah.
What are they? How far along are they?
Because that was only a university.
Yeah, it was a university. It was a university collaborated with the Chinese electrics company, which is another way of saying the communist government.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Essentially,
enforce the communism, make everyone believe in communism.
But that's just crazy to think about that, you know, a university helped create something like that, or is helping to create something like that.
Mm. Mm.
It really makes you wonder, you know, what else they've got cooking up in the lab.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so many things, you know what I mean? Like, what's Russia doing? What's America doing? Yeah. Where are they actually up to with that sort of stuff?
Mm.
You know, I know Joe Rogan takes the stance that he thinks that they're releasing the best shit they have all the time because they're trying to make money. I don't know if I agree with that, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, no.
It's an interesting one. And look, when I found that, I was like, wow, oh, shit, really? However, at the same time, it's like, well, where did you think it was going?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
As you say, you allow amputees to have control of robot arms and all that sort of stuff. That's brilliant. However, transhumanism, like you're saying, Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
You know, me and Shen talked about that. It's like, I'm a fair bit older than you boys, and I tell you what, if someone come to me and said, oh, we can give you a new lower back and a new right knee and a new right shoulder, it'll be 100%, I'd be like, I'd be hard-pressed to say no. You know? Oh, the payoff is you've got a computer chip in you. It's like, you know, I have to seriously fucking think about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's inevitable. All these advances, especially like the DARPA robots and all the AI stuff and the Neuralink, it's like, two sides to it. It's very cool.
Yeah.
But fucking scary at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
technology, especially when it comes to factories and stuff, you know, if it keeps advancing, which it's going to, it's going to lose a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
You know, factory workers, that sort of thing.
Yes.
But that is inevitable at this point in time.
Yeah, factory workers, logistics, a lot of logistical trucks and shit, you know.
People losing jobs and stuff.
It's true. It is true. I mean, you know, a bigger topic there is universal basic income and whether or not that's actually a good thing or not. And maybe we slate that for a future conversation, boys. You know,
we
can probably talk about that at a later topic. However, look, I think, as you say, it's inevitable. I don't have too much more to say in it apart from wow. You know what I mean? And what else?
Yeah,
what else are they not sharing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You boys got any more thoughts on it before we wind this little snippet up?
It's just a waiting game, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, talking about whether they're selling it or not, and Joe Rogan talking about them putting it out there to make the money, I think it's also about slowly putting it out there so that way we don't know what they have, but they're introducing it to us at a slower rate because people aren't going to buy, you know, what they're scared of.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? In that aspect, they don't understand it. Well, that we can slowly introduce this. They may have heaps that we don't know about, but they're slowly selling it out to us.
Yeah, they're drip feeding it to us because we can't take it all at once.
No, definitely.
Yeah, because if we did, that'd just, you know, be an outburst of God knows what.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the last thing they want.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
That's true. Look, there is a degree of control. There's a degree of control. Who knows what the future will hold? You know what I mean? Like, I know, so you boys are a lot younger than me. Obviously, I've got kids. I wonder what kind of future they're going to grow up with as far as technology goes and all that sort of stuff. you know, it's a crazy thing to think about.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, boys. Well, thanks very much for coming out tonight, and you know, it's been cool.
Yeah,
it's been very cool.
Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully, we get to come on again.
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely. You boys will be back. We'll figure out another topic, and we'll sit down and unpack it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's it. No, good on you, boys.
Good luck, eh?
Thank you.
Thanks, boys. Cheers. Righto, everyone. As of the 16th of July, Elon finally released information about his Neuralink. There's a 2-hour-plus presentation on YouTube. However, as this is a snippet format, I'm going to read directly from the article. The Chinese called it brain-computer interfaces. Elon's gone for brain-machine interfaces, or BMIs. This is directly from the article, from the paper. Brain-machine interfaces hold promise for the restoration of sensory and motor function for the treatment of neurological disorders, but clinical BMIs have not yet been widely adopted, in part because modest channel counts have limited their potential. In this white paper, we describe Neuralink's first steps towards a scalable high-bandwidth BMI system. We have built arrays with small and flexible electrode threads, with as many as 3,072 electrodes per array distributed across 96 threads. Wow. We have also built a neurosurgical robot capable of inserting 6 threads, 192 electrodes per minute. Each thread can be individually inserted into the brain with micron precision for avoidance of surface vasculature and targeting specific brain regions. The electrode array is packaged into a small implantable device that contains a custom chips for low power onboard amplification and digitization. The package for 3,072 channels occupies less than 23 by 18.5 by 2 millimeters cubed. A single USB-C cable provides full bandwidth data streaming from the device, recording from all channels simultaneously. This system has achieved a spiking yield of up to 85.5% in chronically implanted electrodes. Neuralink's approach to BMI has unprecedented packaging density and scalability in a clinically relevant package. Wow. So they're basically recreating neural pathways using computer equipment, from what I can understand there. And look, there has been some great strides with artificial limbs and stuff like that, like we just spoke about with Regan and Pat. However, this is taking it to the next level. It's almost like nanobot type stuff. The fact that you build a robot that'll surgically implant it. Interesting. Each thread can be individually inserted into the brain with micron precision for avoidance of surface vasculature and targeting specific brain regions. A neurosurgical robot capable of inserting 6 threads per minute, 192 electrodes. The applications for this are obviously never ending. And interestingly, that is the white paper. That's it. That's what I've read to you. That is actually all it is has come out so far. Apart from his presentation. And as far as text, on pen on paper, that's it. So it's just a big wide open door. I mean, what else can you do with 3,072 electrodes per array? You know, distributed across 96 threads. You know, that's 3,072 functions that you're inserting into the brain that could do what? You know what I mean? You could learn language, you could be connected to the internet. Is that what we're saying but not saying? You know, you could, I don't know, understand quantum mechanics. Not that anyone really understands that, as I've learned recently, but that's a different story. However, it's such an open door. And look, one of the first comment is, it looks a really valuable contribution to electrophysiology BMI research hardware, but I'm livid none of the people who actually did the work get their names on it, and only Musk has his name on it. And look, that's fair enough, you know what I mean? Like, I'd imagine it wasn't just him. It was many other people that worked on that, and they probably deserve their own credit, and maybe they will get it down the line, but obviously that's just reading directly from the paper. So I don't really, like, grasping that and understanding that, having 3,072 electrodes or capable of doing 3,072 functions, I imagine, you know, acting as neural links in your brain. Of course, for medical purposes, people with neurological disorders and all that sort of stuff, what an amazing thing. However, the conspiracy theorist and the the realist in me says, what else are they going to use it for? When is the consumer Neuralink going to come out? You know what I mean? And you're constantly connected to whatever you want to be connected to, or you can, for a certain amount of money, you can upgrade your brain hardware to be a super genius or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many different applications that could potentially be used for. However, look, it's unavoidable. Is it a little scary? Yeah, it is. However, to pretend that it's not going to happen, well, you're dreaming if you think that's true. However, look, I'm about halfway through the YouTube presentation. There's a lot more there. And look, I want to touch deeper into Elon Musk at a later date, so I don't want to dig too much. And this is a snippet. So that's it, guys. Look it up online, read the paper yourself, and form your own opinions. However, whilst it's a great breakthrough for the hardware side and technology of electrophysiology, that is true. However, what other applications could it be used for? Languages. Who knows? You know what I mean? If you've got a perfectly functioning brain that has an extra 3,072 electrodes going into different parts of it to stimulate different parts of the brain that do different things, could be used in many different ways. Anyway, guys, look after yourselves. Yeah, look, got some pretty cool stuff coming. Going to be on another podcast soon. Give some more information about that in the near future. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk soon. Cheers. Take